land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Tuesday, September 10th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on yourdefendingfathers.com website and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now, former state senator, gubernatorial candidate Patrick Kobach's on the line. Good morning, sir.
Top of the morning to you, my friend.
Breaking news post on your Twitter X account yesterday. Tell the folks what you posted as a breaking news story.
Well, a lot of people criticized the city of Detroit, and rightly so, when 71% of their AV counting boards were unbalanced. And when I say unbalanced, it means that the number of voters did not equal the number of ballots cast. That should never happen. Well, it turned out that under Jocelyn Benton, our Michigan Secretary of State, 82 out of 83 counties in the state, according to official Secretary of State records, 82 out of 3 counties in the state are unbalanced, including your county of Antrim County. And this is all based on analysis that have been done using Secretary of State data by Tim Vetter with United Sovereigns America. And you can go to uniteforfreedom.com to support that group. But I looked at the raw data, and it's pretty concerning.
Now, a point of clarification, Pat. Are we referring to the February 27th presidential primary or the most recent August 6th primary?
August.
August 6th, the one that just occurred.
Yes.
Now, in that process, this is an official, I guess you would say, report statement by the Secretary of State. These are her own numbers that she has published and put out there where you extracted this information from.
Correct. The ballots cast information is up on the Michigan Secretary of State website, and the voters who cast their ballot is captured in the state qualified voter file, which by state law is required to be updated within 7 days of the election to provide a list of the people who voted in that election.
And again, just point of clarification, number of ballots cast versus the number of people who actually, according to the qualified voter files, actually voted. Is that correct?
Correct. And what you'll see in general is that there's more examples of more ballots being cast than more voters. And so what that indicates is that some ballots are getting injected into tabulators without any associated voter. And, you know, that's a concern because, I mean, you know me, my focus has been on the 2020 election for quite some time. And
sure.
under Michigan state law, where the Secretary of State's required to maintain voter history in the qualified voter file for a period of no less than 5 years. The latest to this day, I mean, the last time I looked at the data from the state qualified voter file, it shows that in an election that was reportedly decided by 154,188 votes, there were 302,380 fewer voters than ballots cast in that election, which seems to indicate that there's been a fuel injection of ballots without associated voters that popped their way into the tabulators, which is another reason why recounts do not give any measure of election integrity, any significant measure. It all comes down to who's casting the ballot.
Actually casting the ballot, getting it into the tabulators.
Right. So recount doesn't mean squat. If you've got a bunch of fraudulent ballots with no voter associated with them being recounted by hand, it doesn't matter. So you got to look upstream. You got to look at how are ballots getting into the count system in the first place. And what we're seeing with this latest data from the analysis by Tim Vetter is that 82 out of 83 counties, do not balance. That is not good going into a very important 2024 election.
Excellent. We're going to keep Pat through the break. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, MAGA water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Patrick Kobach with a breaking news story that he posted on his Twitter X account. I appreciate you tagging me on that. And basically, to recap the information that you looked at from the Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's own records, 82 out of 83 Michigan counties did not balance in the August 6th primary, the one we just had a couple of weeks ago, basically a month ago.
Correct.
Now, let me ask you this question, Pat. For example, I got a listener, William Hamilton, down in Lapeer County. He was a board of commissioner, a commissioner for the county board. He was defeated in his primary by a, he quote unquote, an establishment rhino versus him being a patriot standing up for us, we the people. Is there a way that you could specifically look at Lapeer County on the information that you have there?
Yeah.
And possibly give him the information, because his question is very simple. If my county didn't balance, how was it certified?
All right, well, in Lapeer, not as strong a case as everywhere else across the state. In Lapeer, there were actually more voters than balance. And that was off by only one vote. So that was an example of Lapeer was only off by one vote across the board.
What did you find here in Antrim County?
Antrim County was around 269, if I believe. Let me just
yes, that back. Was the number I think you sent to me.
Yep. So
how was that? How does that affect, in your opinion, the impact of the results, if any?
Well, you know, you've got local races that it all comes down to what the vote margins are in those local races. That could be significant if the difference in the number of votes where you've got more injected votes in voters is greater than the vote margin. I mean, that's a pretty good case for the need for an audit. But before you can do an audit in Michigan, you got to do a recount. And so
the deadline passed to be able to ask for a recount?
I haven't done the math on that. Sorry.
Okay. Now, because you bring up a good point. We had two races for county commissioners that were very, very close. Patriot candidate won by 12. The other Patriot lost by 49 in a county commissioner's district, which is usually two or three townships. Yeah. So it's a very good possibility that these extra 249 votes actually impacted one or both of these races.
Exactly. I mean, because my numbers don't go down below the county level of resolution. So you could have significantly higher variation that all gets balanced out at the county level when you look at individual townships or cities or even down to the precinct level.
Excellent. Excellent. Good, good, good. Good information. Now, going forward then, heading into the election 8 weeks from today, where do we stand on this, if any way, to be able to object to the certification of our November 5th presidential election?
Well, first and foremost, I think our Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson and Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel are in violation of MCL 168.931B, which is around intimidation of election officials, because both of them have issued statements threatening canvassers, county canvassers specifically, that do not certify election results. They're threatening them with a violation of law. And under current law, current Michigan law, that is simply not the case. When a county canvasser refuses to certify an election, all the election records get buttoned up and sent over to the State Board of Canvassers, who goes off and performs an investigation. They'll adjust the election results in accordance with the investigation, and then they'll bring it back down to the county canvassers essentially under current law, you know, county canvassers are not forced to certify fraudulent elections. Now that changes, mind you, with some of the shenanigans that the Democrats have been putting into state law, that will change in next year. But that's not in effect for this election.
That's right, because the six Republican state senators did not give those law changes immediate effect. Thereby, they don't go into effect until probably March or April of 2025. That does not affect the November 5th election that's upcoming.
Correct, but we still have our Secretary of State and Attorney General threatening canvassers, because here's the bottom line. They don't want to repeat of what happened in Wayne County in 2020, where the Republican canvassers refused to certify the election results in Michigan due in large part to the fact that 71% of the AV counting boards in Detroit were unbalanced. And, oh, by the way, where are they removing all the transparency in our elections? In our AV counting board. That's where they're specifically banning, you know, electronic devices, all that kind of stuff, so you can't record what the heck's going on. So it's all part of a plan. And frankly, you know, to this day, the election results in Wayne County for the 2020 general election were never lawfully certified. And they do not want a repeat of that. That's why they're issuing threats. And that's also why I thought it was very important to highlight the fact that 82 out of 83 of our counties do not balance.
Now, the other question I have is, I know the canvassers here in Antrim County, Republicans Sherry Hogan and Jim Gurr. How is it that they then were able to certify the election if we didn't balance here in our county of Antrim?
Well, here's I've been in discussion with some county clerks in the wake of this, and there is a possibility of data discrepancies between what the county is showing for these numbers and what the state is showing for these numbers. So the county and all the municipalities within the county and all the precincts within the municipalities, they all have to upload their data to each other. And in this case, what we're seeing is that maybe in some cases the Secretary of State data has not been updated with the latest county data,
thereby causing the discrepancy, the difference in the numbers.
Yeah, and this is bigger than just simply a clerical error, though, because this gets at the heart of why it is so difficult to overturn a fraudulent election that affects anything more than a dog catcher's race. Because whenever you're trying to look at data across all the counties in the state of Michigan, there it takes time to collect this information and get accurate data. And so we have to go to sources like the state level data in order to make a determination whether or not there's a basis for asserting that there was fraud in a given election or not. So this isn't just simply a clerical kabuki dance that says, oh, you know, just wait for it to be updated and everything will be fine. No, there's a statutory importance to this, because without this data being available in a timely manner, and in an accurate manner, you can't challenge fraudulent election results. And that's part of what they're trying to do. They want chaos. They want the plausible deniability so that they try to keep you from having a leg to stand on in court. And it's all kind of part and parcel. So they're okay with discrepancies like 82 out of 83 counties being unbalanced.
Now, this question comes to mind because of the recent legislative bills that were passed, signed into law, but not taking immediate effect just yet, talking about the local control of the local canvassers not able to certify or not certify an election based on, or recounts based on, election fraud. Is this not really technically could be called election tampering, not called election fraud? Is that a way to get around this current law the way they proposed it? Is that a way to do it? Is this an accurate definition of what you're describing?
No, I don't think they provide any wiggle room around that in current statute, at least not that I've seen.
Okay.
But here's the big picture. They're systematically eliminating oversight of our election. They've effectively outlawed poll challengers. And even if we do go in as a poll challenger into some of these areas, they don't have to accept any of the challenges that are issued, because now they got some fictitious poll challenger liaison role that's nowhere in statute that gets to decide whether or not a challenge is effective or not. And then canvassers used to be able to look at the poll books to determine whether or not there are any anomalies or notes made in those poll books, i.e. challenges from the poll challengers, but now they don't even get to look at the poll book. So even if a poll challenger did get a challenge treated as permissible, the canvassers themselves aren't going to have access to the poll books to see those challenges. That's the way that they have rigged the system going into this 2024 election. It's complete lack of transparency, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Unbelievable. Okay, the million-dollar question, what do we do about it?
Well, Mike Lindell's got this voter identity protection project that is going on. If you go to electioncrimebureau.com or lindellplan.com, you can find out how to engage on that. We've also got organizations like True the Vote with their IV3 project, and also here locally in Michigan, we got checkmyvote.org that are cleaning up the voter rolls. So, frankly, the most impactful thing people can work on right now is clean up the voter rolls. Mike Lindell's project for voter identity protection is when it assumes that we have cleaned up all the voter rolls. Now they're going to try to steal the identities of real voters and cast a ballot in their name. That voter identity project is designed to prevent that from happening. So those are a couple of key things. Also, the Frank Social app, if you haven't downloaded it yet, that's what we're using to report incidents of election fraud that occur up in this upcoming election. So if you want to have your reports of election fraud captured and plotted on a state, on a countrywide map, down to the state level, down to the county level, you can download that Frank Social app, and you can find out how to do that at lindellplan.com as well.
Got it. Excellent, excellent. An actual app that if something happens, you can actually access this app and actually put the information right into the app that reports it to the this national database, basically.
Exactly. So you use hashtags to go off and classify it, like machines online, you know, Dropbox not monitored, whatever the case may be. You flag it with a hashtag. We call through all those hashtags and then plot them on a map at electionnexus.com.
Got it. Got it. Got it. Excellent. Excellent. Again, all this work being funded by Mike Lindell. Is that an accurate statement?
Well, through the Lindell Offense Fund. So, yeah, everybody who's donating to support Mike in that effort is supporting the exposure of all these election fraud incidents.
Very good. Last question.
And he's doing a lot of court cases, too, behind the scenes.
Well, that's one of the questions that just came in. Isn't there some pending lawsuits that are supposed to be decided upon either by Supreme Courts or local courts? He heard that there was quite a few of them pending yet still here in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, Mike is involved with the Lindell Offense Fund is funding one that's promoted by the Coalition of Concerned Legal Voters in Michigan. If you go to cclnv.com, it challenges the legitimacy of Proposal 2022-2, which completely gutted Michigan's constitution regarding election integrity, and teed up a lot of these really bad Democrat bills that have been signed into law since then. So this is seeking to essentially hit the reset button. It's asking for emergency treatment by the Michigan Supreme Court, but that's one case that's out there. We've got another case that's building for the Supreme Court of the United States regarding an injunction on the use of the machines based on data we've uncovered. And by the way, in case anybody thinks that that is undoable, that's not true. Every state has a disaster recovery plan where if the power went out, what would you do? Well, same scenario for getting rid of the machines. You're going to go back to hand counts of paper ballots. So there is a way to go there. Recently, we had that Michigan Supreme Court decision on RFK that forced us to keep RFK Jr. on the ballot. It was a horrible decision. I hope everybody remembers all the people who supposedly are Republicans, like Beth Clement, who voted with the majority on that to essentially say that there's nothing compelling the removal of JFK or RFK Jr. from the ballot, even though the Michigan, you know, Bureau of Election provides a form to do just that.
So, exactly.
It's nuts. A lot of stuff happening. Thank you for getting the word out to everybody. I really appreciate your beacon of truth there.